Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me today. It is an honor, as always. I am the one and only Apostle Reverend Robin Tabish, coming to you live here in the United States of America, and I appreciate you listening, whether it be now or in the future, but God will never leave you. God will never leave you. Thank you so much again. We are the Family Church of Jesus Christ. You can go to our website, thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. Contact us, connect with us, join the college. The college is free. It's a two-year course. If you would like to join the ministry that my husband, Pastor Gibran, and I are called to do, we would love for you to be a part, but we are all the part of the body of Christ. If you know Jesus Christ, mighty is our God. I praise his name. Let's open in prayer. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Almighty God, that we can come, great creator of everything, that you sent your precious Son to redeem us back, to give us eternal life with you, Father God, mighty Jehovah. Lord, let us all have ears to hear of what you are saying to us daily. Your word is continuous. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Father, as we praise you, offering up the sacrifice of praise unto you. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this world, in the Philippines, in the Asian countries, Africa, Brazil, Canada, God's great earth, as we listen to his word today. As I was praying this morning, I just heard God's word coming forth, seeing it before my eyes. I heard Psalms 91, and I know that many of you have like, oh, I know that, but listen with fresh ears. Listen with an open heart. The first verse in Psalms 91, he, that's you, that dwells in the secret place I love secrets. Do you? I like when someone shares the secret. Everybody's whispering, saying, do you know the secret? The secret place. He that dwells in the secret place. That word dwells, dwelleth, means to stay, to sit down, to rest, to abide, to remain in the Hebrew. Sit down, he that dwells in the secret place. The secret place. Jesus is our secret place. He is the secret place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, the secret place of the Most High, is the upper place. Abide, come on up and sit down. Come on up and sit down. As we say when we even open a door, come on in. Jesus, the Father, the Holy Spirit, the three in one are saying, come on in, dwell, sit down, kick back, and dwell in the secret place of the Most High, the upper room, if you may, the most important room, the secret where the enemy cannot be. Dwell. Sit down with the Father under the shadow of the Almighty, the shadow where you are protected. Will you dwell in the upper room with the Lord? Stay there. Be safe. In verse 2 it says, I will say, everybody say this, I will say of the Lord, say this, he is my refuge. Father God, you are my refuge, my fortress, my protector, my God, dwelling with him, people, my God, in him will I trust. I will say, you must say it. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing. Say the word of God out loud. He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Hallelujah. Come on in. Sit down in the upper place, in the secret room with the Lord, under the shadow of the Almighty. In verse 3, then it goes and explains, as the psalmist David is talking, he surely shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, the traps, the things that the devil thinks that he can set before you. He will surely deliver you from the snare, that trap, from the noiseless pestilence, the noisome, that loud, constant after you. He'll cover you with his feathers, under his wings. Think about it. The mighty God of creation wants to protect you, wants you to come on in and dwell with him in that secret place, that he is your refuge. He is your shield and buckler. He will protect you, keep you safe. Draw near unto the Lord today. I know as I say, that there are things that each of us go through. Jesus said there will be tribulations and sufferings and trials, but be of good cheer. He overcame the world. Dwell. Come on in. Sit right down and dwell in the secret place. If you're not feeling well, if you've been attacked with disease, stay in the secret place. Cast that all off. Let him protect you. Let him be your covering. In verse 5, you shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow by day that flies by. Things are flying by you. You will not be afraid. In verse 10, read this whole chapter. It's so beautiful because it explains what verse 1 is talking about. In verse 10, there shall no, not just a little, no, none, nada, no evil befall you. Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. In verse 11, here you go. For he, who's he? God the Father shall give his angels charge, watch over you to keep you in all your ways. As I tell you always, my favorite verse I say every day is Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust. Believe, have faith in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your thinking, your understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. As Psalms 91:10 says, in all your ways, in verse 11, excuse me. Acknowledge him in all of your ways, and he will direct your path. In verse 11 of Psalms 91, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all your ways. In verse 12, the angels shall bear you up in their hands, lest you shall dash your foot against a stone. Praise the Lord. In verse 14, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Set your love upon the Lord right now. Back on verse 1, he that dwells, come on in, sit down in the secret place under the shadow of the Almighty. In verse 16, with long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is God's word, his promise. He will give you a long life and satisfy you no matter what you're going through right now. Any disease, any depression, any torment, anything. Come on in and sit down with us in the secret place. Dwell in the upper place with the God of all gods, Jehovah. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you right now. Thank you so much for joining us as we close in prayer. Father, we dwell in the secret place, that you are our refuge, our fortress, that you give your angels charge over us. Thank you, Father, for your love, that you never leave us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. God bless you.
Mighty is our God. Mighty is our God.